Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac.
Good evening, Jonathan.
Good evening, Mary. I would love to talk about a word you see on bottles of French wines, begins with N, ends with S, and it is négociant.
Mais oui.
So what does it mean when you see négociant on the wine label?
Well, the négociant are people who do not necessarily own property, but who will buy grapes, sometimes buy juice, and they will blend the wine themselves or just vinify the wine themselves. They'll put it out under their name and it becomes their product.
We were talking to representatives of some négociants from the Rhône, and they were d'Auvergne and Ranvier. And as I understand it, the typical pattern for a négociant is you visit once a year, you pick your wine for your cuvée, you pay them the money, you get your delivery, and you go and make your wine.
Right.
These people were much more involved than that.
Yeah, it sounds like they're very hands-on in both the vineyard, which is not something that négociants, at least historically, have done. So they are looking at yields, they are participating in bud break, green harvest, mm-hmm. all the things that a vineyard owner would do, as well as being very hands-on in the winery, which is something we expect. But I think these people are very much involved in every aspect from the growing to the vinification.
My impression is that good wine is good wine, whether you're a négociant, if you know what you're doing as a winemaker, or whether you are an estate bottler, which would be the polar opposite of this, correct?
There are those who will argue that the wine is really made in the vineyard and not in the winery. So in that sense, négociants are not always considered in the same realm as
they don't get no respect. Winemakers.
Right, because they're just buying the product. They don't know necessarily what's been done to it.
Are there négociants in this country?
There are négociants all over the world. It's a French term that we still use, but they are all over the world. One that I was thinking of when we were speaking to Monsieur Zorel, the representative for d'Auvergne and Ranvier, was A to Z Winery in Oregon. It's funny that their website lists all of their staff, from their financial backers to their accountants to the people that make the wine, everyone, because mm-hmm. they really see themselves as a group unit.
L'équipe de vin, they're the wine team.
Yes, and they talk about with their winery, what they are emphasizing, and I'm going to quote, the core competencies of acquisition, blending, and marketing, and that they are blending the essence of Oregon. In a brief look at their website, I did not see the term négociant. But basically, if you're talking about acquisition, blending, and marketing, you are the négociant. Their winery label is A to Z. They do have control of several parcels of vineyards, but they also buy juice from other wineries in Oregon, and they don't tell you who they are. And the nice thing about this winery, I mean, I recall years ago when I was working in retail, they were really well priced, and they still are pretty well priced. So you can get an Oregon Pinot Noir from A to Z for under $20. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it lately, but I bet it's still under $15. Don't hold me to that. They also do Chardonnay. They also do Pinot Gris. And it's really respectable wine at very decent prices.
Interesting. And you know, the other people who are négociants are home winemakers.
Bien sûr.
My dad was a négociant.
With the Pilevsky label?
I think he would have liked that, yes.
Chez Pilevsky.
Mise en beauté dans nos garages. Exactly so. Well, nice to talk about an interesting subject and an interesting corner of the wine world that is among us everywhere. And for Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.